Item 1000, amend the Central City Plan District to increase height and floor area ratio limits on the United States Postal Service site.
Colleagues, this amendment will allow Prosper Portland to move forward with early implementation of the redevelopment plan for the United States Postal Service site, one of the most significant redevelopment sites in Portland Central City, consistent with the Central City 2035 plan and the 2015 Broadway Corridor Framework plan. This project will bring approximately 700 units of affordable housing, a high-density mix of employment, new city attractions, including expansion of the park blocks, and signature connections between the Pearl District and Old Town Chinatown, and between North Park blocks and the Broadway Bridge. I'll now turn it over to Rachel and Sarah.
Good evening. I'm Rachel Hoy with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Thank you very much, Commissioners. Just a short introduction to this ordinance. These amendments increase the maximum floor area ratio and building heights on the United States Postal Service site in the Pearl District of the Central City. This is consistent with the recommended maximums that are in the recommended draft for the Central City plan. So the slide that you have here before you, I just wanted to be clear about what this ordinance includes. The increase for maximum floor area, what it is today it's 4-1. The increase would be to 7-1. And then the maximum building height, currently the height is 75 feet on the property. This would increase the height from 75 to 250 south of Johnson and increase north of Johnson to 400 feet. So these, again, I will say that these are FAR and height limits that are a part of the Central City 2035 plan, have been discussed as part of that process, as well as prior to that, there were discussions on increased FAR and height through the Broadway Corridor Framework Plan. And what this allows, the request for early implementation of these height and FAR increases, is to put these allowances in place early to allow development plans for the USPS site to move forward. And that's what I have. I do have my colleague from Prosper Portland, Sarah Harpole, here, if there are other questions that you may have for us.
Not yet. Good. Do we have any invited testimony?
No, we do not.
Are there any other elected officials or members of city commissions who'd like to speak first? Carla, call up the... How many people do we have signed up? Just one?
One Very person, John Hollister.
Very good. Welcome, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Sure. For the record, my name is John Hollister. So since this is a separate deal and it's not with that other one, does this get back to the three-minute deal or the five-minute deal or the ten-minute deal?
We'll give you 3 minutes.
Okay, all right, okay.
But let's try.
Okay, all right.
I don't think we're all up for the ten-minute deal.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Well, you might be because that's going to get really good for you.
All right,
Yeah, we'll see. So I believe that this particular development should be the most iconic, innovative development ever built in Portland, And actually, for Commissioner Fish, maybe this will be wherever the home of the carousel will go, somewhere in that. And you can name it after him. It's the and I actually believe there should be no height limit. I just gave you, I just named something after you, Nick. Yeah.
Carousel, you got the carousel. I'm jealous.
Yeah, you got the carousel. You got the carousel, and it's going to be in the post office. It's going to be there. You go.
That and $6 million will make it happen. So
there you go. Exactly. There should be no height limit. There should be no limit to anything on this thing to make this be the signature event in Portland. It's the biggest area that we have in the central city to develop, and there should be no restrictions on anything. Have it be the most magnificent thing. And if it ends up being bigger than Big Pink, it is. And you know that, you know from my other testimony, I am really very conscious on height limits. and really want to respect those. But then there are also times we get to figure out where the growth is going to be, and this is just going to be the most signature thing. And actually, for this, since we're naming things after people, I actually believe that this one should be named after you, Mayor Wheeler. And
he's already got a town.
He's going to get more. He's going to get more.
And a bunch of parking garages.
Yeah.
Please, well, let's spread the wealth around.
Let's shift those out. Because what I really truly believe...
I'm glad I didn't commit to the 10-minute plan.
Because this site, on or before this is going to be completed, I believe that you are going to go down in record of being one of, if not the best mayor of Portland ever.
Please continue. 10 minutes it is.
Yeah. The 10-minute plan is now back, has been reenacted. I believe this because, and I'm not saying this so much to make you feel good about yourself, I'm doing this so Portland people can know. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, I don't know about Wheeler, what's going on?
That was a private conversation, and I want to strike that from the record.
Yeah. And he's going too slow on things, but that's not true at all. When you have a huge remodel project going on and you get in there and you find out that the foundation is cracked, the plumbing sucks, and the wiring needs to be redone, you can't see a lot of change on the outside without doing a lot of things on the internal side. I think you've done tremendous changes on some of the internal structures, and you've dealt with some bureaus that need to be dealt with, and I think you're doing a fantastic job. I think that there are many people here, and once again, I'm always going to be quoting this young author. There are many people in Portland that are in the category of what we call audience number one. And this audience number one includes a vast majority of people who are fed up with government and are looking for fresh approaches to society's complex problems. And I recommend everyone... the vast audience that is left, go out and get a book, which I have absolutely been fascinated with, and it was written by this young author in 1993, called Governments That Work, Innovation in State and Local Government, and it was by a gentleman named Edward T. Wheeler. And this, I think this is an amazing book that someone would be able to craft at the age of 31. And my wife thinks I have a man crush on you. I don't think that's really, you know, I think that's just a little inappropriate.
You have your time now.
Yeah. But you know, I am very excited to be part of this historic thing and to see you go. And I know you're going to prove me accurate. Thank you.
And if anybody would like a copy of the book, they're for sale on Amazon. I think last I checked for 6 cents. So it's a bargain. It's a bargain.
Yeah. This one actually, it says it on the cover page, no longer property of the Denver Public Library. Yeah. So I even got kicked out.
In Denver.
So I got a used copy. So they've even got rid of it. So I just think
it's remarkable they went through the effort to make sure everybody knew that they had nothing to do with it anymore. Well, there you go. So do we have anybody else? I'm afraid to ask. Anybody else who wants to testify? Good. So the record will be left open for written testimony until Friday, September 15th at 5 p.m. This will allow for people to augment their testimony based on what they've heard at the meeting. The next council session on this item, unless I'm corrected, will be on September 28th at 3 p.m.
Yes, that is true. And if council, that could be second reading, and council can vote on that time.
Very good.
Unless there are amendments.
No, I'm trying
Very
to
good.
Get it.
Commissioner Fritz.
I'm just really concerned, as Mr. Hollis has said, in all seriousness, this is should be an iconic development, and to have only one person testifying about it, I'm just wondering, I can't believe that nobody else has any concerns or anything that they'd like to add or amend. So I'm just wondering, how confident are we that everybody thinks this is absolutely fantastic? Or did people prioritize testifying on the Central City Plan, which is for a 20-some-year period? Comments, please.
I think, so the one thing I would add that is that this was an amendment to move forward early with these heightened FARs, but this is still in the Central City Plan. So the opportunity to testify has also been a part of that process today. We've always been including these heightened FARs in the Central City 2035 plan. This is just an opportunity or a request to move it forward more quickly than the rest of the Central City 2035 will go into effect after the comp plan.
We don't have to close it, though, at the next meet. There's no particular urgency in terms of shutting conversations down on this prior to the rest of the conversation, is there?
I think that if there we could leave it open. I mean, I think if there are no more amendments, it could go to a second reading and a vote on the 28th, or that's
Commissioner Frist.
That's an option.
Well, I certainly have to wade through the 203 mm-hmm. amendments or emails that I have on the same subject to see if I do have anything on this particular topic, and I know you will do that as well. Mm-hmm. I just, since we're still on television, presumably, encourage people to look at what this is and make sure that we're heading in the right direction, because once we do this, there won't be another opportunity to have another bite at it, at least for a while, right?
I would also note, in addition to the Central City 2035 plan outreach, this was an extensive point of outreach during the Broadway Corridor Framework Plan, and we received similar sentiments as the testimony you heard before, that really this was a point to accomplish growth and extensive public benefits for our community. And so we heard, I would say, very little, if any, opposition to high-density development within the site during that outreach as well.
And do we have official positions from the Old Town Chinatown Community Association, the Pearl District, and the Goose Hollow Foothills League?
We do have letters from many of those, I'm not sure of all, but that have been submitted as testimony for the Central City 2035 process. We would have to check if there is also then, if there are any comments specifically related to this project.
Yes, so if you could help me and my staff by mm-hmm. pulling out of the testimony that you've received anything relating to the post office site so that I make sure I look at it carefully.
So would it be helpful, Commissioner, let me make a suggestion. Rather than moving it to second, why don't we just continue it till the 28th, and then we could make a decision on the 28th?
And that's fine. But the record, are you suggesting leaving the record open till the 28th?
Why don't we go ahead and leave the record open on this one until the 28th,
okay.
And we can take a look at it with fresh eyes on the 28th and either decide at that point to move it on, or if people want to put amendments on the table at that point to take testimony.
I just wanted to thank Mr. Hollister for his refreshing testimony, because the rest of the testimony today really begged the question, well, where should we put height and where should we put density? Because we can't preserve the entire city in amber. It sounds like because this was previously agreed to and all it is all we are doing is accelerating it, that maybe we're not going to hear, we've already heard the input and made the decision. But I just want to make a pitch. I'm a visual learner. It's very hard for me to read about these things without a graphic illustration, especially when there's much more kind of heated debate against height restrictions, because I'd really like to be able to see what we're talking about, not just read. That's it. Thanks.
Good. Thank you. So then we are continuing this to the 28th of September.
And leaving the record open.
Well, except the people can testify on this next week too, right?
Yeah.
They can. Because if the record's open and the hearings continue, yes, they absolutely can.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Great. All right. So with that, everybody, thank you. John, thank you for your testimony. We are adjourned.
Hey, Joe.
I need a miniature version of that model in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Well, and have the sun where, you know, light where the sun would be.
That's what I was thinking of, because it's very close to the area you'll want to achieve. So I don't know if there's anyone else who can put it on.
I don't think so.
Is it just the
best? Yeah. It's a big area, though.
Yeah.
But then I need to see it.
Can you get the big books? These ones.
You can take me.
Is all this yours?
No. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, thank you so much for your testimony. She came to the mirror last night, which is perfect. Great.
Yeah, I'm Matthew Blackwood.